Call Your Shot Friday. Vic and Nathan. Yep, and Carly's here too.
Yes, she is.
Carly McCord helping us out doing tweets.
Double P.
She is going to be helping us also with the something that's posted, and I encourage you to check out on ClevelandBrowns.com.
Yeah, if you can't catch the whole show, sure.
Yeah, it's the Daily Browns Wrap, or Browns Daily Wrap, I should say, on the site, highlights of the show, kind of a text version of that. A lot of you have been checking that out. Megan Rock also helps us with that as well. So between the two of them, we get some very good text content from Daily. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, and tweet us at Browns underscore Daily, and tweet us at Nathan's handle, NathanZegura, or
on
mine
the Twitter.
On the Twitter at VicCarucci. How come I didn't invest in that?
I don't know. Like, I wish, buddy. I wish we all did.
Dang.
I wish I did. Dang is
you
right.
Guys, you guys ready to do some forecasting?
I'm Let's ready. Let's do it. Let's make the debut.
So this is the debut of a new Friday feature. It's called Friday's Forecast.
All right.
There it is.
Number five.
All right, for number five, Kansas City coming into this ball game, 35 sacks on the season. How many are they going to get on Sunday against the Browns and Jason Campbell?
Should almost have an over-under on this. But
I know.
What are we saying? I think six was the magic number. I'm going to say five.
They've already had six in three games in 2013, and we were looking through the last three times they've had six or more sacks. You had to go back to the year 2000 to get to their third one. So they have been getting to the quarterback at an unbelievable rate. I have them projected, because I do the projections of every game, for exactly six sacks in this one.
Six
sacks.
I'll
over
go
the
a little.
Browns.
I'll be a little more optimistic and say five.
All right.
All right.
Number four.
All right. We've asked it all week. I'm going to ask it again. Will Josh Gordon be a member of the Cleveland Browns when we do this show on Wednesday after the deadline?
Absolutely, definitely. Not enough of a trade offer being made for him, and I'm not optimistic that the trade number that I'm hearing as far as round is going to get high enough to convince the Browns to make this deal. And that's where
good. I like it. Let's keep him here.
Are you believing for sure?
I believe he's going to be here, yes. Especially now what you're telling me, I definitely believe
it's
he's
a yes,
be
yes on that.
All right,
Dino.
Well, this will be like 3.5 question
number
here.
Three.
All right, since you both said yes, 0.5. Do you envision any trades then involving the Browns at the deadline, not involving Josh Gordon?
It's hard to look at this roster and see someone that someone's going to really want to the degree of a different, you know, you make a trade. There's two things with a trade. When you're letting that, when you're willing to let that guy go, you don't see the value in him for your team. And that was really what the Trent Richardson deal was all about. And I don't see another player that this team really, you know, that another team wants so much and sees as a final piece for its team. Unfortunately, this just isn't a roster filled with those kinds of guys. Josh Gordon is the only name.
There are guys, but I don't see anybody coming after some of those
I'm
guys.
I'm excluding
right.
Joe Thomas,
sure.
Joe
exactly.
Hayden from that conversation.
Right.
Cameron Jordan, I'm excluding, you know,
Cameron. I don't think so. The Browns have already won and had a major coup in the trade department this year with a first-rounder for Trent Richardson, and I think, as George Costanza would say, you leave on a high note, and I think they're going to leave the trading on a high note.
Number three.
All right. Given his 58% completion percentage and 6.28 yards per attempt, is Alex Smith good enough to go out and win a game Sunday if the Browns can shut out Jamal Charles? Or shut down, not shut out, but shut down.
Shut him down?
Yeah.
Is he good enough to do that? Hard to see him get there without the – because I think the path to victory for the Chiefs involves Charles in a big way. They shut him down, and then I see the sacking going back up to earlier season levels for the Browns. So I'm going to answer that no.
I would agree with that. Alex Smith has not thrown a touchdown pass in three straight and four of his last five games. However, their defense is good enough to win the game without Jamal Charles being too involved, I would say.
So technically, you're right, that's a great point. Technically, you'd say, well, they won the game with Alex Smith, but that's only if their defensive model
holds
true.
Yes. Alex Smith, if this game turns into a shootout and Jamal Charles does nothing,
I think
that Alex Smith will not have firepower.
But I won't go on the fence. I'll say no without. I'll say when it's over, we're not going to talk about if the Chiefs win and Charles gets shut down.
It's not going to be because
like
of
I say,
Alex Smith.
I don't think Alex did it. It's Holly and company.
Yes.
Number two.
Is Andy Reid right now the front runner for Coach of the Year?
No. Oh, God, yes. Easy.
Yeah.
Landslide. There isn't a close second. I don't even think there's a close second. You know, some people want to make a case for Rex Ryan because of all the pessimism in New York, but Rex's future is still up in the air with the Jets.
Chuck Pagano, I think, could get a few looks, and a lot of people expected a regression, and they've beaten Denver, they've beaten the 49ers this year, so maybe Chuck Pagano.
Indiana voters will go there. Yeah.
If Carolina continues to play the way they're playing, Ron Rivera is going to go from being fired to somebody who's going to be talked about very highly. They could sneak into the playoffs in the NFC South. I mean, second place in that division is wide open. Yeah.
You're right. But I'm going to stand.
I'm going to stay absolutely. Andy Reid, yes.
Andy.
As of today.
Number one. Because that's all we're really interested in is today. All
right.
The here and
here
now.
The now.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Jinx.
Stay in the moment.
2:15 on Friday. Call your shot. Sunday, Browns Chiefs. Score. Prediction. What's going to happen?
I will start. I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning this game by a final score of 21-13. The Browns will keep it close. They will keep it competitive. It will be a one-possession game at the end, but ultimately the Browns' defense will be good, but not do enough to overcome what the Kansas City Chiefs defense and Jamal Charles are able to do against the Browns.
I think the Chiefs win this one, something to the tune of maybe like 27-10. And I think the Chiefs defense is going to get a touchdown here. They're going to get a touchdown. I'm just not liking this matchup for a lot of reasons. Most of them are related to how the Chiefs defense matches up with the Browns offense. But I do think Jamal Charles will get some success in that. Going back to our previous point about how the Chiefs can win this game offensively, he'll be involved.
Yeah, and I don't like the fact that the Chiefs do two things very well on defense, and I'm not just talking about getting the quarterback, etc. No tight end, and they've faced some very good tight ends this season, has even gotten to 45 yards receiving against this Chiefs team. No tight end has scored against them. They are the best in the NFL this year against tight ends. With Brandon Flowers on the field, only Dez Bryant has had even a modicum of success as an outside receiver against this Chiefs team. So they match up very well with what Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron want to do. I don't think we have the quarterback secondary receiver combo to overcome that.
Yeah, the hope with Jordan Cameron is that Campbell is seeing some of those routes a little quicker than Whedon did. But the drawback is, does he get the ball out of his hand fast enough before those really tight, short, intermediate windows close? And that's the key to making plays to your tight end.
And that, gentlemen, is your Friday forecast.
A success.
Yes.
A raging success. Great job, Dino, on that.
Thank you.
Very, very happy with that. Devon Best, we want to hear from him next, right? Because he's going to be inside the locker room because Jameer Howerton goes inside the locker room to talk with the Browns veteran receiver.
Let me make one point here about Alex Smith going back to can he win it. The Browns defense must get pressure on Alex Smith, and if they can, I think that they can control Alex Smith in this game. Again, I obviously feel that the defense of the Chiefs and Jamal Charles will do enough. But if there were a game that starts off funky, the Browns can get a little bit of a lead and get pressure on Alex Smith. Listen to this, Vic. Alex Smith completes 65% of his passes without pressure, just 42% with pressure. His yards per attempt when under pressure is down in the low fours. It's in the sixes without. So if they can get some pressure, you can really drastically reduce the efficiency of Alex Smith. And Alex Smith's a quarterback who relies on efficiency to be successful. So that's nugget of positivity out there.
Pro Football Focus gives some nice little nugget there.
Yes,
I like
they
that.
Do.
Hey, are you ready for some football?
Yes.
And lunch? Are you ready for lunch? You ate your lunch.
I want pigskin and
mine
house.
Too. Well, let's do this one. Enter to win lunch for you and a friend with a Browns alumni. Head coach and your local...
You're tagging me in.
I know how conditioned a football guy I am. I see the word head.
And it's head coach. That's right.
Head to your local Cleveland Arby's to find out how to enter. Arby's, slicing up freshness. Maybe the alumni will be a coach.
Maybe it could be a former head coach, Sam Ritigliano.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's that. I'm so glad we did that. Devon Best going to join us, join Jameer Howerton, who will then join us on the Inside the Locker Room segment of a Football Friday edition, a Call Your Shot Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It don't matter.